With Canadian wildfire smoke significantly affecting the air quality across the state of Michigan, many residents, especially those with pre-existing medical conditions, are concerned about the potential health impacts of prolonged exposure to unhealthy air. So what exactly does it do to us? Well, joining us on the Lucianne Lantz Show here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, we welcome Dr. Lori Dixon. She is Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Trinity Health Livingston, and she's going to discuss the health risks associated with the wildfire smoke, who is most at risk, and what we can do to protect ourselves. Dr. Dixon, welcome. Great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it has been an unusual and quite frankly disturbing couple of days, and it doesn't look like we are going to get any relief until possibly Saturday. How challenging are these conditions for most of us?
Well, these conditions are fairly extraordinary, and they affect even healthy people. I think anybody who's been outside lately has felt the scratchy throat or the cough or the itchy eyes related to the air. And then they can be dangerous for people with underlying health problems, as you mentioned.
I don't have any underlying health problems that I'm aware of, but I can tell you that I even caught my breath a couple of times being outside yesterday before I got a mask on, where I was wondering if I was going to be able to breathe. I mean, it was that thick, that bad. Have you seen many seeking treatment through Trinity Health Livingston's ER department for this?
We have seen an increase in respiratory-related complaints coming in over the past couple days. Certainly, any patients that have asthma and COPD have to be particularly careful as their airways are more susceptible to these irritants, and they are coming in with flares of these conditions.
So, Dr. Dixon, what exactly does heavy smoke in the air do to our lungs? What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, the particles that are floating around in the air are very tiny, so they are able to bypass a lot of our typical mechanisms to catch them before they irritate down deep in the airways. These particles are so small that they're getting down deep into the lungs and causing irritation of the tissue there. When you get that irritation, you'll have a normal reflex, like to cough. There's increased mucus production in the lungs as your body is trying to trap those particles and get rid of them. And all of that we experience is feeling more short of breath, coughing, fatigued, more irritation to our body in general.
Is this a short-term problem, or does it have a lifelong impact when you've been compromised in this way?
For most people that get exposed to this and have symptoms, it should be short-term, and your body should clear this out as you're exposed now to fresher air that's hopefully coming in next week. Most people should be just fine.
So what happens to those particulates then once they've kind of invaded your lungs? Do they eventually dissipate, or what goes on?
Well, the human body is fairly incredible, and we have complex immune systems that will go and hunt down these little particles and sequester them off and help get rid of them. So our bodies will take care of us for those that are healthy and have good immune systems. It is harder for people who are compromised. But yeah, your body's pretty incredible, and it will take care of you.
Okay, so medically then, what do you do to treat someone who is having issues with the smoke in the air? Is there medicine, breathing treatment? How do you handle this?
Well, each patient gets assessed based on their own health profile and what they're presenting with that day. But common things are breathing treatments. That's probably the most common thing you'll see coming in for people with asthma, COPD, or even people with healthy lungs if they're starting to wheeze and have irritation. Breathing treatments are a fairly safe medication, and they can be very helpful. You'll also commonly see steroids used for patients with asthma and COPD because they help reduce that irritation and inflammation.
What exactly is COPD?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is typically a more chronic process that you develop later in life, and it is typically from exposure. Cigarette smoke is one of the most common causes.
And someone who hasn't smoked can also get this, though, right?
There are some other situations in which people can develop COPD. Those are a bit more rare. Most commonly, it's from some type of environmental exposure over time.
Is it possible that this smoke in the air just these last couple of days could cause COPD an otherwise healthy person?
I would not expect a couple days of this exposure to cause long-term harm to somebody that doesn't have underlying lung disease.
Okay, good to know. We are talking with Dr. Lori Dixon, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Trinity Health Livingston on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. So, Dr. Dixon, what is your advice? What should we watch out for when determining whether this has actually impacted our health, and give us some concrete ways that we can kind of avoid this.
Well, I think the best thing to do is try to avoid exposure as much as possible. So this is not a good day to go for a run outside or to do yard work and mow the lawn. This is a good day to stay indoors. Hopefully your air is as filtered as possible. If you do have to go outside, the best thing to do is protect yourself. The N95 masks that are fairly easy to purchase, they are helpful and protective. If you must go out, I would wear a mask. And then just keep an eye on yourself. So kind of monitor how you're doing. If you are getting short of breath and feel worn out and fatigued, or you're feeling dizzy or lightheaded or nauseous, you need to pay attention to those symptoms and get yourself away from that exposure, resting in hopefully a cool, clean air environment, and then reassessing how you feel.
All right. Great advice today, Dr. Dixon. We thank you very much for joining us, and I hope everyone stays safe out there. We appreciate your input. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.
The statewide air quality alert in Michigan has been extended through today. Officials expect those Canadian wildfire smoke situation to linger at least another day before moving out of the Great Lakes region. We'll see how it goes. Our thanks to Dr. Lori Dixon, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Trinity Health Livingston. On Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.